This podcast is supported by JBS International Incorporated through a grant award from the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, with 0% finance with non-governmental sources. The contents are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by HRSA, HHS, or the U.S. government. For more information, please visit HRSA.gov.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Rural Roads, the R-Corps podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Goronczyk, and in today's episode, we will be discussing project management and its importance to JBS and R-Corps TA. Our special guest for today is Sandy Golub, who brings with her a wealth of experience in this field. Sandy serves as a project manager for R-Corps TA and also works as a project director for the Rural Health Network. We are delighted to have Sandy with us today, and we can't wait to hear more about her journey and how it has contributed to the success of the R-Corps TA team. So without further delay, let's get started and welcome Sandy to our podcast. Hi, Sandy. We're really glad to have you today. Hopefully you're doing well on this very warm spring day.
I am definitely enjoying the weather today. So thanks for having me on and hope you're having a good morning as well.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure this is the burning question everybody has for you, but how and why did you get into the field of project management?
Yeah, so I didn't really start off doing project management. My first job out of college was actually related to the content of what we're doing. It was in the behavioral health field. And I was working for this really amazing organization. And actually, I think they're a consortium member for some of our grantees right now. They were Tapestry Health Services in Western Massachusetts. And I worked in the administrative office, and I also helped organize community HIV testing events. And so some of that organization of the events, I didn't think of it as project management at the time, but it definitely was. A lot of planning, a lot of stakeholder engagement, a lot of monitoring how effective we were. But it was at that organization too. So Tapestry Health at the time operated the only syringe services program in Western Massachusetts, which was how I first learned about the philosophy of harm reduction. And I wasn't there very long, but I was just so impressed by the staff's dedication and passion that I knew from a content perspective that I really wanted to stay in the field. And then as far as becoming a project manager, I fell into it. My degree was not in management. My degree was in anthropology for my undergrad and public health for my master's degree. But I've been growing into that role ever since. I've also always been a little bit bossy, so maybe it suits me. But just every year I'm exploring more and more within the project management field and kind of finding new ways to implement ideas to make our work run a little bit smoother.
I don't find you bossy. I find you more characteristic-wise, more of a leader, which I'd rather have a leader than, I guess, a boss, if that makes sense.
I appreciate that.
But I guess going off of what you were saying, so what made you take the jump to join the R-Corps team? I guess it sounded like you had something going really well over there, but I guess potentially there are better opportunities with the R-Corps team.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been with JBS now for close to 10 years. And before I was on the R-Corps team, I worked in the business development office for 3 years. So I worked on proposals, writing proposals and managing proposals full time. And I actually helped work on our original funding application for R-Corps in 2018, about two and a half years before I officially joined this project. And I remember just even before I was embedded in this work, just being really fascinated by the model that the R-Corps initiative has. A lot of the R-Corps work, a lot of work with behavioral health, right? It's sensitive, it's emotional, sometimes it's controversial, sometimes it's politically charged. And I just love how R-Corps takes your local organizations who understand their communities better than anyone else, their needs, their strengths, their people, their culture. And those are the folks in charge of, in control of setting their priorities and determining their direction. And then you have us at the center who can see the big picture, connect folks who might not realize they have something in common, and help connect folks to national expertise to meet those goals. So I just feel like with situations like this, where these are very nuanced and complex problems, the model that our core has, I think, just is such a cool way to approach it. And I could see this being a model that gets used for other hard things like addressing climate change in local communities or just other client complex issues. So it was when I was offered the opportunity to join this project, I was just really excited to be able to work on something that's so impactful and far reaching.
Yeah, and that's what I like about our team. I feel like even though we're behind the scenes, we're really helping with the bigger picture of, I guess, keeping people healthy and, I guess, if anything, impacting a large group of people. So the next question I have for you, everything goes together with these questions, but why do you think project management is important to JBS?
Yeah, so the boring answer to that question is project management is how we make sure that we deliver what we say we're going to deliver on time and within budget, and make sure that we get to keep our jobs from year to year because we're doing what we're supposed to do. But I think on a broader scale, JBS has these core values around integrity and teamwork and lots of other things. And for me, good project management is, to me, part of the teamwork core value. I think one of the ways that we can demonstrate respect for our colleagues is by respecting their time and not wasting their time or their effort. And so good project management to me is you have the right people doing the right things at the right time. We've got so many really bright, dedicated people here who often have hard jobs to do. And so with good planning, with good monitoring, with good direction, we can reduce some anxiety and uncertainty. We can save time and effort and help people feel like the work they're doing every day matters and that they're not just spinning their wheels. So I think it's making it easier for people to do hard things.
Yeah, and we definitely don't waste time for sure. I definitely agree with that. And what would you say is one success story that you have had that has opened your eyes to project management?
Sure. I think there's a lot of little things along the way. I'm obsessed with improving processes and eliminating tedious tasks as much as I can. A lot of this born out of necessity in the early months of the pandemic, when I had a toddler at home and zero childcare. So thing I could find that could shave a few minutes here and there off of a process was really important to me and has become part of the way that I approach project management, that process improvement is central to good management. But yeah, I'd say one of my other like success stories, before I joined our core, I did proposal development full time. And when you're applying for funding, it's really fast paced. It can be very high stakes. It can be the difference between a job next year or not. And so it's pretty stressful. And even though I did this for years, there was always a part of me that just thought of proposal work as like a necessary evil, that like my other colleagues just put up with it because you have to do it to make sure you have a job or make sure your friends have a job next year. But as we incorporated more and more project management into the process of developing a proposal. And that meant before diving into the work, just having a really clear schedule, having really clear roles and responsibilities and expectations, anticipating issues in advance. I started to hear something surprising. The proposal would wrap up and some of the writers and other teammates would start to say, oh, this was fun. I did not realize until that we could ever think of proposal writing as fun. And it's never not hard work. It's always a bigger effort than normal. I saw what a huge difference it made for how people felt about the work that they did when they could see how it related to the bigger picture. It's like the difference between having the wind at your back when you're running a marathon versus having the wind in your face.
And I guess, like you said, sometimes there are teams where they're all scrambled. And then it sounded like your team was pretty set in stone, like you had the schedule, the responsibilities, and that's what made things go by faster. And when you don't have those crazy things happening because you don't have a scrambled team, of course, I feel like it's going to be more fun because you're not having like deadlines pressing onto you. And I feel like deadlines sometimes take the fun out of things too.
And of course, for something like a proposal, you do have tons of deadlines and lots of internal deadlines. But I think starting off knowing what they are and knowing who's responsible and knowing where those stand can take a lot of the stress out, because I think sometimes we get into situations where we're not totally sure if we're the one responsible or not. And that can create its own set of anxiety because you don't know how you're supposed to behave in that situation. You're like, should I take the lead on this and tell other people what to do? Should I sit back and wait for someone to tell me what to do? But nobody's told me to do anything yet, and this deadline's approaching. We're all going to be in situations sometimes where we have to sprint a little, but it definitely makes a huge difference to know that there's a plan behind it all and a method behind it all, so that it's not just arbitrary go and, but the strategy of why you're doing what you're doing is unclear.
And I guess, how do you think grantees could incorporate those methods or strategies to help their initiatives run better?
Yeah. And I would bet that many of our grantees are already incorporating a lot of project management best practices, considering how successful many of them have been. But there's always practices, right, that can make things run better. I think one of the maybe easiest wins, if people aren't doing it already, is to leverage all the work they've already had to do when they were applying for their grant or when they were completing their deliverables and translate those materials into some actionable plans as a whole. For example, pretty much every grantee had to create a work plan to receive their funding. And I know they review it pretty regularly with their project officer. And so if they haven't done so already, that's 90% of the work already is that what they've created. But then they can take that a little further to really establish those clear goals and objectives, make sure that plan is mapping out all of the timelines and the deliverables and the intermediate steps, and most importantly, the people responsible at each step of the way. It just takes a little bit more after that initial creation of their deliverable or their grant requirement to scale it up a little and make it something that works for them. And then I've found over and over that communication turns out is probably one of the most key parts of project management. Once you're able to have your stakeholders understanding what the shared vision is, aware of what the plan, the overarching strategy is, and their place in it, that's sometimes half the battle. Of course, you still have to do the work, but a really good plan just makes everything so much smoother.
Yeah, and I also think maybe having the technical expert leads, also holding them accountable to, is or not accountable, being able to give that advice is also really helpful.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we assume that everybody knows why we're doing one thing or another. And sometimes you need to make the why explicit. Because if we're telling people to do one thing or another and it's more work for them, it can make a difference to be very clear about why does this matter? Why is this connected to everything else? And that can also, we forget how many connections we make in our head between different things that are not obvious to the person sitting next to us. So sometimes it helps to be really explicit about why we're doing what we're doing at, or why we're asking others to do something at that given time.
Oh, and the last question I actually have for you, what are some tips you may have for someone who might be interested in project management?
Sure. There is the formal kind of education route, right? So I recently received a PMP certification from the Project Management Institute. But even without that, those letters, without that certification, the training itself that I took in order to pass that exam was really helpful in opening my eyes a little bit more towards a lot of the elements of project management. So certainly there's just a plethora of great sort of project management or project management professional training that folks can find at pretty low cost in places like Udemy or Coursera. But outside of the formal training area, I'd say one of the biggest things that I would recommend for someone as they're like starting a new project and wanting to manage it better is before you dive into doing the actual work, just take a minute, take a breath and think and plan. Think what needs to happen, when, in what order, what do I need to do that and what do I already have? And what's likely not going to go according to plan? And how am I going to deal with that instead of being derailed halfway through? If all you do is go without taking that moment at the beginning to strategize and plan before the work starts, then you risk wearing yourself and your team out and not getting very far in the process. And I think the other thing for me, and again, this is how I fell into project management, is if you find yourself doing an activity or a task or a bigger initiative and find yourself thinking there has got to be a better way to do this, then you're probably right. I'd say, you know, don't accept drudgery unless there's a really good reason for it and no other alternatives. Sometimes you do have to just do the drudgery if it's a matter of safety or ethics or law. But most of the time, that's not the case. And so I think embracing a spirit of innovation and experimentation can be a really good way to start to bring project management principles into the work and make them work for you.
I've definitely seen that to be successful. Like some people are very complacent managers or whatever, but I feel like nowadays project managers are stepping in and bringing in that innovation and that really transforms a whole project. But also, I guess another tip for people, because I feel like, you know, me going along with my, it's not so formal education, but with Udemy, I guess one thing I would say is don't get discouraged too with all of that studying.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely true. And I think also when I first started taking some of the formal project management courses, I started to feel very overwhelmed by, they describe a lot of documentation and a lot of practices. And sometimes they describe doing, you need to have your risk register and your issues log and all these other things. And I remember first learning about some of those things and not really knowing what that even looked like. And it just felt like a lot. But I think what's interesting to me about project management is obviously if you can incorporate all the best practices at the same time, that's great. But you can still get started just doing one thing at a time. You don't have to necessarily do all of the elements all at the same time. You can dip your toe into it. And then as you get more exposure and it becomes easier, then you can start to bring in some of the other best practices. And I think for me, the key, like, for if you do nothing else for project management, if all you have is your list of deliverables and your schedule, I think that's like the most basic thing. Like, you do that, you're on your path to project management. There's going to be other stuff that you can do down the line to make it better, but you don't have to do all of it immediately to make a difference in how things are going.
Thank you for those tips. Those are really helpful, and hopefully I can use those tips soon. I just wanted to give you a huge thank you for joining us on this episode, Sandy. We really appreciate your time and all the knowledge you have provided us today. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Keep leading with excellence and delivering successful projects. Thank you again, Sandy.
Thank you, Samantha.